弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名开始早上信息的聚会。
We start our morning message in the name of the Lord.
我早间在这里和弟兄姐妹分享信息，题目是更美之约。
And the topic of the message today is that better covenant.
我们的神是立约的神。
Our God is God of covenant.
他不只和列祖们立约。
Not only he had covenant with the forefathers.
他今天也立了更美之约。
He actually has set up a better covenant today.
请我们一起来读希伯来书第八章第六节。
Let us read together Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
But the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to theirs as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the older one, and it is founded on better promises.
主耶稣的职任是更美的。
So Jesus has a superior ministry.
他是更美之约的中保。
And he is the mediator of that superior covenant.
那这个约呢是照着更美的应许立的。
And this covenant is founded on that better promises.
在创世纪第九章，我们看见神与挪亚和他的子孙们在那里立约。
And in Genesis chapter 9, we see God made a covenant with Noah and his descendants.
我与你和你的后裔立约。
God said, I now establish my covenant with you and your descendants.
圣经我们看见有亚当之约。
And in the Bible, you see the covenant between God and Adam.
神与挪亚立约。
And between God and Noah.
神与亚伯拉罕立约。
And between God and Abraham.
神与摩西立约。
And between God and Moses.
我们看见神与大卫立约。
And with David.
在圣经里面有很多的不同的约。
You see, different covenants were made in the Old Testament.
然后我们在圣经，整本圣经就是一本约书。
You can say the entire Bible is a book of covenants.
它分作旧约，分作新约。
And there's new covenant, there's old covenant.
但是我们从当中呢，我们要来认识到底约的意义是什么。
So we need to really clearly understand the meaning of covenants.
我们也知道说约有不同的种类。
And there are different types of covenants.
神与人来立约。
For God to make covenant with man.
那这是一件非常特别的事情。
And that is something very unusual.
因为约其实它有一个约束的。
Because a covenant binds both parties.
我们知道神他是说有就有，命立就立的神。
And we know God is God that speaks and things happen.
他这位创造宇宙万有的主宰。
And he is the master that created entire universe.
他是独行其事的神。
And he does things in his own unique way.
他不需要和人来立约的。
Therefore, there's no point for him to make covenant with man.
但是我们看见每一次神与人立约。
But you see, every time when God made a covenant with man,
他要人知道他的渴望是什么。
He is showing his desire.
他向着人的心意是什么。
He is showing his heart for man through covenant.
所以我们在圣经里面看见神和人立约，这是一件何等奇妙的事情。
Therefore, it is such a marvelous thing that God actually established covenant with man.
在约中，他约束他的自己。
Because in a covenant, he has to limit himself.
他是立约又守约的神。
And he not only established the covenant, he also keep it.
所以今天我们认识这个约何等的重要。
So we need to understand the importance of a covenant.
约是什么意义呢？
So what is the meaning of a covenant?
约讲的是信用。
It is based upon credibility.
约讲的是要照着条文来执行。
And it needs to be carried out according to the requirements in the covenant.
不能照着人的喜悦。
Cannot be carried out according to your own pleasure.
也不是照着什么的恩典。
Or based on some kind of grace.
那这个约是受到约束的。
And it has binding effect.
下面我们看见约有不同的约。
And there are different types of covenants.
他讲到有合约。
And there are contracts.
合约呢是讲到两方在那里立定的。
And contract is set up mutually.
所以我们说神怎么会来跟人立约呢？
So we wonder how come God comes to make covenant with man?
在约的里面他受到约束。
Because in a covenant, God has to be bound.
因为神他是信实的，他不能背负他的约。
Especially because God is faithful, so he cannot work outside the covenant.
但是人 经常是背约的。
Yet for men, we always betray our covenants.
所以我们看见约，它第一个是合约。
Therefore, one type of covenant is like a contract.
那第二种约呢，它是一种遗命。
And another type of contract is like a will.
合约我们都比较熟悉。
We are familiar with how contracts work.
讲到有婚约。
For example, marriage is a contract.
讲到有契约。
Or a business contract for trade.
在圣经里面我们看见。
And in the Bible we see.
在加拉太书第三章十五节。
And in the book of Galatians chapter 3 verse 15.
他说弟兄们我且照着人的常话说虽然是人的文约若是已经立定了就没有能废弃或加增的。
It says, brothers, let me take an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case.
所以约立定了它这个约束力量就是你不能再加增不能再废除。
Once a covenant is made, you cannot add or change or abolish it.
然后我们讲到说像婚约。
For example, marriage contract.
那每一次我们在婚礼的时候
So when we attend a wedding
那我们看见新郎和新娘是交换誓言
And we saw how the bride and the groom exchange vows
是双方的
It takes both parties
从来没有参加过只有这个丈夫在那里说誓言 妻子就不用说的
I've never attended a wedding ceremony only one side for example the groom made a vow but the bride didn't
因为婚约呢是双方的。
Because the marriage covenant takes both parties.
我们去买一个房子。
Or when you go buy a house.
我们要签一个约。
You have to sign the contract.
那必须是卖方跟买方都要签约的。
The contract has to be signed by both the sellers and the buyers.
所以这个是一个合约。
That is a contract.
在利未记十八章第五节。
In the book of Leviticus, chapter 18, verse 5.
这边讲到说，所以你们要守我的律例典章。
It says, keep my decrees and laws.
下面他说，人若遵行，就必因此活着，我是耶和华。
For the man who obeys them will live by them. I am the Lord.
人若遵行。
For the man who obeys them.
这是一个条件。
So this is a condition in this contract.
就必因此活着。
And then they will live by them.
所以这个是律法之约。
So this is a covenant concerning the law.
它其实是有双方的。
It takes both sides.
那双方在这里好像立了一个约。
It's like two parties had an agreement.
人有人的责任。
So one party, the men have their own responsibility.
人要遵守这个约。
Which is to obey the law.
所以我们看见圣经里面他将福与祸摆在人的面前。
So in the Bible, many times God put in front of men the blessings versus the disasters.
我们等一下会来看到神与以色列百姓立约的时候呢，神有一个非常荣耀的心意。
And later on, we're gonna review the covenant between God and Israelites, which shows forth a glorious heart and purpose God has.
但是那时候立的约呢，是双方的约。
And both sides agree and enter into that contract.
一个很重要的是人若遵行。
Which is very important. A condition says, if you obey my laws.
在后面我们会看到这个约叫做前约。
And later on we're going to discover this covenant is called the former covenant.
因为它有瑕疵。
Because there is flaw.
那个瑕疵是在人的这一面。
And the flaw occurs on the human side.
因为人做不到。
Because man cannot comply.
所以才带进了新约。
And that non-compliance brought forth the new covenant.
我们看见在新约所用的这个字
And the new covenant.
当希伯来书讲到更美之约。
And that is the superior, the better covenant.
它在希腊文所用的字呢是遗命。
And in Greek, the word covenant is also the word will.
我们一起来看一下希伯来书第九章第十六节。
Let's read Hebrews chapter 9 verse 16.
凡有遗命必须等到留遗命的人死了。
In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it.
遗命 原文与约字同。
So covenant originally is will.
所以更美之约讲到这个约呢，其他的意思是遗命或者是遗嘱。
Therefore, the better or the superior covenant in the original meaning is a will.
那这个遗命呢，它不是跟人来讨论的，它不是双方的。
A will doesn't take the discussion or agreement of both parties.
它是神他在那里做的决定。
It is determined by God himself.
是神的这一面他完成的。
It's determined and accomplished through one side, God.
人这一面你或者是接受或者是你拒绝。
And as far as the human being side, you have two choices, either you accept it or you reject it.
但我不晓得这种遗命或者叫做遗嘱。
We know this is the will, how it works.
他讲到说需要等到遗命的人死了。
And it has to be carried out after who made it die.
那这个遗命才生效。
Then the will becomes effective.
我们说主耶稣他为我们，他来到地上。
For us, Jesus came into this world.
他成全神的旨意。
And he fulfilled the purpose of God.
他在十字架上他死了。
On the cross, he died.
他借着死。
And through his death,
那这一个遗命能够生效。
This will becomes effective.
我们讲到这一个约能够生效。
Therefore, this covenant starts to work.
这是新约。
That is the new covenant.
而我们是这个约的受益者。
And we are the beneficiaries of this will.
弟兄姐妹，让我们认识新约的意义。我们说这何等。的宝贵啊。
And once we realize the meaning of the new covenant, we will treasure it.
我们知道天然的人，我们做不到。
Because from our natural life, we know we cannot do it ourselves.
但是我们的主来了。
That's why our Lord came.
他为我们做成了。
He did it for us.
他超过了所有律法之约的要求。
Because he surpasses the requirements of the law.
他死了。
He died.
那这个新的约，这个遗命生效了。
And release and make effective this new covenant.
下面我们要来看神与以色列人立约。
Now we want to take a look at the covenant that God made with Israelites.
那这个约是旧约，这个约也叫做律法之约。
And this is the old covenant, which is also called the covenant of law.
我们刚刚讲到神与人立约，他借着这个约来显明他的心意。
We just talk about through a covenant, God showed his heart.
显出他向人的渴望。
How he longed for us.
我们在出埃及记第十九章第四节到第六节这边讲到。
In the book of Exodus, chapter 19, verse 4, it says,
我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You yourselves have been what I did to Egypt. Okay, sorry. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings, and brought you to myself.Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations, you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites.
神将以色列百姓从埃及中带出来。
God brought Israelites out of Egypt.
他与这些子民们立约。
And made a covenant with them.
其实神有一个荣耀的心意。
Because God has a glorious plan.
他要得着他们成为一个祭司的国度。
He wants to obtain them as a kingdom of priests.
成为圣洁的国民。
A holy nation.
要这般神的儿女们，他们呢可以来侍奉神。
He wants them to become children of God who can serve God.
他们能够与神亲近。
And who can draw close to God.
这是神他 与他们立约的一个心意。
And this is the heart behind the covenant that God made with them.
那我们也看见在第八节讲到说，百姓都同声回答说，凡耶和华所说的，我们都要遵行。
And in verse 8, we see the people all responded together, we will do everything the Lord has said.
他们向着神的要求有一个回应。
So they had a response to God's request.
神的要求是你要不要听话。
And God's request is for them to obey.
你们要遵守神与他们所立的约。
And you need to follow the words in the covenant.
然后他们成为祭司的国度。
So that you can become a kingdom of priests.
成为圣洁的国民。
A holy nation.
啊，那原本这个是一个非常美好的一个约。
And this originally was a wonderful covenant.
那我们讲到这一个约呢，是律法之约。
And this is what we call the covenant.Of the law.
摩西上了山，他领受了两块石板。
So Moses went up to the mountain and received the two tablets.
他在山上住了四十昼夜。
And he was in the mountain for 40 days and nights.
这是《生命记》第九章告诉我们的。
And according to the word in the chapter 9, verse 9 of Deuteronomy.
他说：“耶和华把那两块石板交给我。”
He said, "The Lord gave me those two tablets."
是神用指头写的。
And inscribed by the finger of God.
它上面所写的是照耶和华在大会的日子在山上从火中对你们所说的一切话。
On them were all the covenants the Lord proclaimed to you on the mountain out of the fire on the day of the assembly.
神将他的生命，将他的性情，将他的心意用指头刻在这个石板上。
Inscribed on the stone tablets, God showed forth his heart.
那这个是一个好像是一个最低的一个标准。
Actually, that probably is the minimum standard from God.
但是我们看见有这些像十诫。
And for example, we all know of the Ten Commandments.
那这些诫命叫我们认识神的生命，神的性情。
And the Ten Commandments help us to understand God's nature and God's life.
它里面后来也有很多的律例。
And also, after the Ten Commandments, there are many laws.
它叫犹太人知道他们的生活有一些怎么样的规条。
Which are the guidance for the Israelites how to live.
那还有一些的典章。
And also, there are some regulations.
那讲到他们要如何来侍奉神。
And some decrees to teach them how to serve God.
讲到会幕、祭司，还有如何来献祭等等。
It talks about the tabernacle, the priests, and how to offer the sacrifices.
神与以色列人他们立了约。
God established a covenant with Israelites.
那这个约是律法之约。
And that is the covenant of the law.
那我们现在都知道律法之约，其实你看神把他的心意来向以色列人表明出来。
Through the covenant of the law, God expressed his heart for them.
神何等的渴望他们能够亲近神。
And God wants them to draw themselves close to him.
那他们成为祭司的国度。
So that they can become a kingdom of priests.
这个国度里面每一位子民都是祭司。
And everyone in this kingdom is a priest.
他们都来侍奉神。
They can all serve God.
哦，这个景象，弟兄姐妹，我们要到了启示录，我们看见神得着了祭司的国度。
And we're gonna see at the end in the book of Revelation, God truly obtained for himself a kingdom of priests.
但是当律法之约颁布下来
，Yet when God gave them this covenant of law.
以色列百姓他们的回复呢，是我们必定能够遵行的。
And the responses from Israelites was like, we will comply.
他们也很希望能够遵行。
And they wanted to do everything God wanted.
也许他们也下定心志要遵行。
They made a resolution that they will comply.
到今天这些犹太人他们还是说我要遵行神的律法。
Even till today, Jewish still try to comply with the God's law.
但是就在旧约其实就开始我们就看见其实有一个新约的需要。
Yet, even in the era of the Old Testament, we can see there is a need for a new covenant.
当然我们在希伯来书它让我们看得很清楚。
In the book of Hebrews, it says clearly.
七章十九节说律法原来一无所成。
And it says in chapter 7, verse 19 says,The covenant was useless.
他讲到就引进了更美的指望。
And therefore, it brought in a better hope.
靠着这个指望，我们能够进到神的面前。
By which we draw near to God.
因为我们在旧约里面，我们看到以色列人他们一再的得罪神，一再的犯罪。
Because we saw for a fact how Israelites offended God again and again in the Old Testament.
原本神要得着是一个祭司的国度。
Because God desired to receive Himself a kingdom of priests.
后来只有剩下利未人。
Yet it narrowed down to the tribe of Levi.
只有祭司他们能够进到圣所。
Only those priests can come into the holy place.
只有大祭司呢，一年一次能够进到至圣所。
And only the high priest can enter into the holy of holies once a year.
他们没有办法好像那样的与神来亲近。
Therefore, Israelites could not draw themselves close to God.
后来你看见以色列百姓，他们犯罪，他们得罪神。
And we also witness how Israelites offended God, sinned against God.
他们没有办法遵行律法。
They could not comply fully with the requirements of the law.
所以神的心意是要得着祭司的国度。
Yet God wants to receive Himself a kingdom of priests.
他要得着圣洁的国民。
A holy nation.
今天这些人呢，他们不能成为是属神的子民了。
Yet Israelites could not become the children of God.
律法没有办法达到这个目的。
The law could not reach that purpose.
没有一个人因着行律法能够在神面前被称为义的。
Because no one was justified by complying with the law.
在希伯来书第八章第七节说，那前约若没有瑕疵，就无处寻求后约了。
That's why in Hebrews chapter 8 verse 7 says, For if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another.
如果前约已经完成了神的心意
，So if the first covenant satisfied God，
他就不需要有后约了。
There's no point to have a new one。
但是我们知道前约它是有瑕疵的。
Yet apparently the old one was not effective。
前约约的本身呢
？And the former covenant itself。
罗马书七章讲到律法是圣洁的。
Romans chapter 7 says the covenant is holy, the law is holy。
律法是属乎神的。
And the law is of God.
提摩太前书一章讲到说律法原是好的。
And 1 Timothy says the law was good.
律法本是叫人知罪。
And the law was helping us to see our sin.
所以我们看见律法它的本身是好的。
Therefore, the nature of the law is good.
但是律法它是在乎人的行为。
Yet it is founded on the behavior of man.
但是人里面没有行律法的生命和力量。
The problem within man, there's no such life or ability within man can achieve the requirement of the law.
虽然人他们很愿意，或者说他想要来遵行。
Although men wanted to comply.
但是人做不到。
But they could not do it.
所以律法使人知罪。
Therefore, the law only condemned people.
原来没有律法。
Without the law,
人做一些事情，没有律法，这不是罪。
Man can do things and will not be condemned.
但是有了律法以后
，With the law,
神的要求是你要遵守这个律法。
And God's requirement is that you need to comply, you need to obey.
人在那里回应说，我们必定要遵守。
And man's response was that we will do everything you ask.
但是人这一面失败了。
However, man's side failed.
没有办法遵守律法。
They could not obey the requirements of the law.
所以讲到最后，律法变成原来一无所成。
Therefore, it becomes not effective.
他讲到律法，或者讲到这个旧约或者前约。它成了一个有瑕疵的。
Therefore, it says, "For the law made nothing perfect; it has a flaw."
因为人没有这个生命，人就做不到。
Because man did not have the life that can comply.
所以我们看见，就是在旧约里面，耶利米他怎么样来申诉。
Therefore, in the book of Jeremiah, he actually made a proposal.
所以我们知道有一个新约的需要。
And therefore we know there is a need for a new covenant.
耶利米书31章31节。
And Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 31.
耶和华说日子将到我要与以色列家和犹大家另立新约。
The time is coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
因为前约有瑕疵。
Because the first covenant was not perfect.
所以呢，耶利米书他在这边有一个预言，就讲到说神要与人另立新约。
Therefore, a prophecy was declared here, says the Lord will make a new covenant with man.
那后面我们看见希伯来书就引用耶利米书所讲到新约的那一个内容。
Therefore, in the book Hebrews, this passage was quoted.
然后所以希伯来书八章十三节说，既说新约就以前约为旧了。
So Hebrews chapter 8 verse 13 says, by calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete.
但那渐旧渐衰的就必快归无有了。
And what is obsolete and aging will soon disappear.
讲到这个旧约，它好像就要它会过去。
So the old covenant will pass away.
但是主来的时候，他说这个律法一点一画也不会。
But when Jesus came into this world, he said, I will not do away with even a word in the covenant.
所以这边我们看见这一个好像渐渐归于无有，但是它却成就或者包括在新约的里面。
And yet we consider the old covenant aging and soon disappear, but actually it is included in the new covenant.
所以不是外面或者是讲说它的本质废去了。
So it's not saying to abolish the nature of the old covenant.
乃是有一个新约来到了。
But because the arrival of a new covenant,
这个新约远远超越了旧约。
That surpasses the old covenant.
要立新的约。
So God will make a new covenant with his people.
那以西结呢，他讲到新的约。
So in the book of Ezekiel, talk about this new covenant as well.
以西结书第三十六章二十六节和二十七节。
Chapter 36, verses 26 and 27.
也要赐给你们一个新心，将心灵放在你们里面，又从你们的肉体中除掉实心，赐给你们肉心。我必将我的灵放在你们里面，使你们顺从我的律例，谨守遵行我的典章。
I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you.I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put in my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws.
我们知道以色列百姓他们因着人的软弱他们没有办法来行律法。
We all knew because of their weakness in the flesh, the people of Israel could not comply with the law.
耶利米说神要与他们另外定一个新的约。
So Jeremy says that we will make a new covenant with them.
那这个新的约就是更美的约。
And that is the better covenant.
然后呢我们看见以西结讲到这个新约它有一个很重要的原则。
And Ezekiel talk aboutA very important principle regarding the new covenant.
人从外面的要求是做不到的。
Because man cannot comply with our requirement.
所以神要赐给他们一个新的心。
So God will give to them a new heart.
将一个新的灵放在他们的里面。
And putting them a new spirit.
今天新约的原则必须从里面那个新的生命来开始。
Therefore, the principle in the new covenant is to live according to the new life.
所以我们看见在旧约，从耶利米、以西结，他们已经看见，他们知道旧约是有瑕疵的。
Therefore, from Jeremy and Ezekiel's prophecies, we can tell that the old covenant was not perfect.
那他们呢，知道神的心意。要与以色列百姓另外立一个新的约。
So these two prophets know God's heart was to make a new covenant with his people.
然后我们再看见说神必须差遣他独生的儿子为我们来到地上。
Then we see that God had to send his one and only son Jesus into this world.
因为世人犯了罪，都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
Because the world has sinned against God and come short of his glory.
犹太人是在万民中，他们是被拣选的。
Jews were chosen by God among all people.
他们有律法，他们有诸约。
They had the law, they had the covenant.
哦，他们和万民中，他们是被分别出来的。
They had been set aside from all other people.
也就是说，他们应该是高于万民的。
Therefore, they're supposed to be superior to others.
神能够与他们来立约。
God could make covenant with them.
他们是神的子民。
They were God's people.
但是犹太人他们失败了。
But Jewish people failed.
没有一个人能够行律法被称义的。
Because no one was able to be justified by following the law.
必须神的儿子他来到地上。
Until the Son of God who came into this world.
他满足了律法所有的要求。
He satisfies all the requirements in the law.
他远远超越了律法的要求。
Actually, he surpassed the requirements in the law.
然后他站在人的地位上。
He took the position as a man.
那位完全圣洁、完全公义的。
He was holy, completely holy, and completely righteous.
神看见他说：“这是我的爱子。”
So when God saw him, he said, "This is my beloved son."
我所喜悦的。
In whom I delight.
当主耶稣他在最后的晚餐。
And in the Last Supper.
路加福音第二十二章十九节。
And Jesus said, according to Luke.Chapter 22, verse 19.
拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开递给他们说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍得，你们也应当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body given for you."
饭后也照样拿起杯来说：“这杯是用我血所立的新约，为你们流出来的。”
Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you."
主在那里，他把饼拨开。
Jesus broke the bread.
这是我的身体，为你们舍的。
He said, "This is my body given for you."
我们知道神本性一切的丰盛，有形有体的居住在他的里面。
We all know the fullness of God dwell in Jesus Christ in bodily form.
他必须将他的身体拨开。
So Jesus had to break his body.
好像一粒麦子必须落在地里死了。
Just like a grain of wheat needs to die.
才能结出许多的籽粒来。
And in order to yield many, many crops.
哦，主要为我们上十字架。
And Jesus had to go on to the cross for us.
他的身体为我们裂开。
Where he broke his body.
他的宝血为我们流出来。
And he shed his precious blood for us.
他的宝血满足了父神所有公义的要求。
And his blood satisfies God's requirements of righteousness.
叫我们的罪得着赦免。
So that our sins can be forgiven.
叫人和神中间所有的拦阻除去。
So all the hindrances between God and man can be removed.
他的身体裂开了。
His body was broken for us.
他永远的生命释放出来。
And his eternal life was released.
今天我们知道那永远的生命。
Therefore, we know that eternal life.
今天因着信就住在我们的里面。
By faith has now dwelt in us.
今天神的儿女，我们说我们蒙恩了，我们得救了。
Therefore, children of God, when we say we are blessed, we are saved.
耶稣基督的宝血洗净我们一切的罪。
The precious blood of Jesus has cleansed all my sins.
今天我们得着了永远的生命。
Now we have received that eternal life.
那这个生命是那样的圣洁，那样的尊贵。
And that is such an honorable and holy life.
弟兄姐妹，这是耶稣基督的生命。
Dear brothers and sisters, that is the life of Jesus Christ.
那超凡美丽的生命。
And this beautiful, supreme life.
今天就住在我们的里面。
Has already dwelt inside of us.
他的血讲到生命在血中。
And the blood concerning his life.
那这个生命一面献在神的面前。
And this life has been offered to Father God.
神一看见这个血就越过我们。
And God saw the blood, he will pass us over.
神的公义，他的要求满足了。
And the righteousness requirements has been satisfied by the blood.
他的血为我们立了这个新的约。
And with the blood, he made a new covenant.
那这个约叫做新约。
And that is the new covenant.
这是用血所立的约。
It's made through the blood.
啊，这个约是永远稳固的。
And it's sure and secure forever.
弟兄姐妹，我们刚刚讲到这个新约是一个一命。
And brother and sister, we talked about earlier, this new covenant is actually a will.
主他完成了一切的工作。
Because Jesus accomplished everything.
他死了。
He died.
这个遗命就生效了。
And with his death, the will becomes effective.
我们是受益者。
We are the beneficiaries.
今天我们只是接受，相信我们得着了永远的生命。
All we do is accept to believe, then we have this eternal life.
神的应许无论有多少，
And no matter how many promises God has,
在基督里都是是的，都是阿们的。
It is all carried out, become effective in His Christ.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，我们现在因着相信，我们在这一个新的约的里面。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, we need to know by faith, you and I are now in the new covenant.
不在于我的光景如何。
It doesn't matter our condition.
不是我们的努力多少
or how much efforts we have made.
这是一个遗命。
It is a will.
今天我们接受，我们就得着了。
As long as we accept it, we have it.
因为主耶稣已经为我们身体裂开了。
Because Jesus has broken his body for us.
他的宝血已经流出来了。
And shed his precious blood.
他已经为我们立了这个新约。
He has made a new covenant for us.
下面我们要来看新约有何等的福分。
Now we want to see the blessings in the new covenant.
新约它的原则是如何
？And its principles.
我们一起来读希伯来书第八章第十节和第十一节。
Let us read together chapter 8 and verse 10 and 11 of Hebrews.
那这一段圣经呢，是从耶利米书三十一章。所取出来的。
It is actually it's a quote from Jeremiah 31.
主又说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。他们不用个人教导自己的乡邻和自己的弟兄说，你该认识主。因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
This is the covenant I will make with the house of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will a man teach his neighbor or a man his brother, saying, Know the Lord.Because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest.
耶利米讲到说，神要和以色列人和犹大家另立一个新的约。
And Jeremy talked about that God will make a new covenant with Israelites.
然后他讲到说，这个约到底是怎么样呢
？And he talked about the contents of the new covenant.
第一个，他讲到说，我要将我的律法放在他们的里面，写在他们的心上。
First, it says, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts.
原本律法是写在石板上。
Initially, the law was written or inscribed on the tablet of stone.
律法是在外面有许多的要求。
And it has all these requirements outwardly.
但是我们前面知道，因为人做不到。
Yeah, we all knew for a fact that man could not comply.
那个瑕疵，因为人里面没有那个生命，没有那个力量去遵守。
The old covenant was not perfect because man did not have the ability to comply.
所以现在他讲到说，律法是要在他们的里面。
Therefore, God has now put the law in our hearts.
有一个律叫做赐生命之圣灵的律。
And there's a law called the Holy Law of the Spirit that gives life.
今天我们知道主耶稣他复活了。
And we know Jesus is risen.
他为我们承受圣灵没有限量。
And he has received the Holy Spirit for us without limitation.
今天他在圣灵里面回来。
And he has returned in the Spirit.
他住在我们的里面。
And he dwells inside of us.
那这一个在里面的生命。
And this inner life.
我们讲到说是生命，是圣灵的律。
And we talk about the Holy Spirit that gives life.
所以呢，这个生命在里面，叫我们有力量能够来遵行神的律例。
And this life in us gives us ability to follow the requirements of the law.
现在律法不是写在石板上。
Because the law is no longer written on the stone tablets.
律法写在我们的心板上。
But on our heart.
弟兄姐妹，新约的原则是讲到在我们的里面。
Therefore, the principle concerning the New Testament is talking about the law is inside.
是从里面，它有一个生命的力量，能够来遵行神的律法。
Because from within, we have this ability to obey God's laws.
他讲到说我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
He says, I will be their God, and they will be my people.
这讲到说今天我们有了神的生命。
So it talks about now we have the life of God.
我们说他是我们的神，他是我们的主。
So we can say, He is my God, and He is my Lord.
今天我们跟神能够有一个亲密的关系。
We can now have a very close relationship with Him.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路。
And God has opened for us a new and living way.
今天我们能够来到神的面前。
Through which we can come into the presence of God.
幔子一撤，飞景一瞥。
The veil has been lifted, not just one glimpse of His glory.
我们可以在幔内来安居。
Instead, we can now dwell or abide inside the veil.
神原初的心意，他要得着一个祭司的国度。
God's initial heart was to obtain for Himself a kingdom of priests.
今天我们每一位神的儿女都可以来到神的面前。
So every child of God can draw ourselves close to Him now.
我们都可以来侍奉神。
We can all serve Him.
哦，这是一件何等宝贵的事情。
And what a precious thing that is.
我们可以来侍奉我们的永生神。
We can now serve this eternal God.
我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。这是神向着人的心意。
And this is the heart of God, that I will be their God, and they will be my people.
今天我们是属神的子民。
We are now people of God.
今天神要得着一个圣洁的国度。
And God desires to obtain for Him a holy nation.
他得着我们每一位都是君尊的祭司。
And He wants to obtain every one of us to be His honorable priests.
哦，这是在新约的里面神所要给我们的。
And this is something that God wants to give to us through the new covenant.
他说他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我。
They will all know me from the least of them to the greatest.
今天这位荣耀的主，他在圣灵里面回来，就住在我们的里面。
Because this glorious Lord, He has returned in the Holy Spirit and abide in us.
今天我们可以照着恩高的教训住在主里面。
So we can now dwell in the Lord according to the teaching and anointing of the Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，神何等的渴望我们能够认识他。
Oh, dear brother and sister, God really wants us to know Him.
认识他永远的心意。
To know His eternal purpose.
他叫我们来靠近，靠近他的身旁。
He wants us to be close to Him.
与他更亲，与他更近。
To be connected with Him, to draw near to Him.
哦，我们能够听见他的慈声。
So that we can hear His voice of kindness.
我们能够看见他的容面。
We can see His glorious countenance.
我们能够摸着他的心意。
And we can feel His heart.
哦，真的是何等的感谢主。
Oh, we give thanks to God for that.
今天主要将他的心意向我们来打开。
And God wants to reveal His heart to us.
他带我们进入他永远的旨意。
He wants to bring us into His eternal purpose.
但是我们讲到说，旧约他们做不到。
And we talk about how in the Old Testament time, they could not comply with the covenant.
他们毁了约，背了约。
They actually destroyed the covenant, or they rebelled against the agreement.
所以今天需要有一个新的约。
Therefore, a new covenant is needed.
我们因着信， 我们成了新约的子民。
And through faith, you and I have become the people of the new covenant.
但是今天讲到新约，它有很多的福分。
And there are so many blessings in the new covenant.
我们也要认识到新约的原则。
In the same time, we need to understand the principles associated with the covenant.
今天很多时候，神的儿女得救了。
A lot of times, children of God are saved.
我们想说我今天是神的儿女了。
And we will say, now I am a child of God.
所以我应该要有见证。
Yes, I should have a living testimony.
我应该要有榜样。
I should be a good example to others.
多少时候我们也立下了心志。
And many times we resolve to be that.
啊，我们要做好。
I need to do well.
我要改变。
I need to change.
但是我想罗马书七章的经历也许常常在我们身上，我们也是在那里呼喊。
And I think we probably all experience what's described in the end of chapter 7 of Romans.
我真是苦啊。
We cried out, says, woe to me.
谁能救我脱离这取死的身子呢？
Who can deliver me from this body of death?
我想我们也都经历到说，我想做的我不去做，我不想做的我却去做。
Because we all experience that I will do things that I don't want to do, but I cannot do things I want to do.
因为在我们天然生命的里面，
Because according to our natural life,
我们没有办法来遵行神的旨意。
We cannot obey God's requirements.
所以他在这边让我们很清楚，是在我们的里面。
So here it made it very clear to us, it is what's inside.
必须从里面出来的。
It has to come out from inside.
是从耶稣基督的生命在我们的里面来活出来。
Through the life of Jesus Christ, we need to let Him live out.
如果我们今天仍然，你说我是新约的子民，我是一个基督徒，所以我要努力，我要靠着自己来怎么表现？
If you say, you know, I'm a Christian and I should do this according to my ability.
你就发现说，原来新约它的标准比旧约还要高的正更多的太多。
And then you discover, you know, that actually the standard for the new tough covenant is much higher than that of the old covenant.
那些犹太人在旧约的标准他们都做不到。
And Jews cannot even comply with the old covenant.
那今天我们常常要靠着自己想要达到一个更高的标准。
And today we try to reach that even higher standard based upon our own ability.
所以那个经历就是不断的失败。
And the end result is that we will fail time after time.
但是我们再要强调，这个新的约是更美的约。
Yeah, we need to emphasize that this new covenant is a better covenant.
这是一个遗命。
And it's a will.
他借着死，他的血为我们立了新约。
Through his death, with his blood, Jesus made a new covenant.
他死了，这个约生效了。
And with his death, this will now is effective.
今天我们是因着信我们得救的。
And you and I are saved through our faith.
今天我们因着信我们得着了永远的生命。
And we receive this eternal life through faith.
今天我们要活。
So in order for us to live,
我们是因信而活。
We also live by faith.
我们只能宣告说，不再是我，乃是基督。
We need to proclaim that it's no longer I, but Christ.
不是我，天然的我能够遵行这个律法。
Because my natural life cannot comply with the law.
今天律法写在我们的心里面。
Now the law is written in our heart.
我们说不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So we say it's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me.
只有这个生命活出来。
Only when this life is lived out.
能够满足神的要求。
Can we satisfy God's requirements?
能够带我们进入神永远的心意。
Can bring us into God's eternal purpose.
主耶稣他是更美之约的中保。
Jesus is the mediator of that better covenant.
弟兄姐妹，我们没有办法靠着自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, we cannot do this with our own strength.
但是我们有一位中保。
But we have a mediator.
我们有一位大祭司。
We have a high priest.
他一面住在我们的里面。
On one hand, he lives inside of us.
他一面也在宝座为我们代求。
On the other hand, he also intercedes for us by the throne.
我们说今天感谢主，主要吸引我们。
We thank the Lord for He wants to draw us close to Him.
求主让我们认识我们是新约的子民。
May the Lord open our eyes so can we can see that we are the people of the new covenant.
哦，我们愿意降服在主的面前。
We want to submit to Him.
放下我们这自己。
We want to let go of ourselves.
哦，让他在我们里面有自由，他能够活出来。
So that He can live out freely through us.
让耶稣基督的美丽能够显在我们的身上。
So the beauty of the Lord can be seen through us.
我们要看见新约真的是超越旧约的。
And we need to really see that the new covenant is better than the old covenant.
今天我们读了这么多希伯来书的圣经。
We read a lot of passage from the book of Hebrews this morning.
我想如果我在问说新约是不是比旧约更美？
If I want to ask you, is the new covenant better than the old covenant?
我相信我们都会说 Amen, 是的。
I believe we're going to say yes, Amen.
新约比旧约更美。
The new covenant is better than the old covenant.
那我们问说新约是不是超越旧约？
And I ask you, is the new covenant better, surpasses the old covenant?
我想大家都说 Amen.
I think your response will be Amen.
的确新约是超越旧约的。
Indeed, the new covenant surpasses the old covenant.
但是今天常常我们遇到了一些的要求。
Yet, when we are confronted by some requirements,
有时候人家讲到说哦，十一奉献。
Or request, for example, tithe.
很多人就会讲说，哎，我们是新约的，我们不在旧约的里面。
A lot of people will say, you know, we now live in the New Testament, not the Old Testament.
那些要求旧约的。
And the tithe is the requirement in the Old Testament.
新约是恩典的。
And in the New Testament time, everything is grace.
新约只要求是甘心乐意的。
And only ask us to offer as we will.
弟兄姐妹，如果我们真的知道新约是超越旧约的
，And dear brother sister, if we truly know that new covenant is actually surpasses the old covenant,
那一个恩典
，the grace in the new covenant,
不是在标准上打折扣
，it's not to discount God's standard.
很多时候我们说对人有恩典
，for example, we give grace to people.
好像本来的要求是达到这样子的。
For example, it's like the original request is at this level.
啊，因为是新约，因为有恩典，所以我们就打打折扣，打打折扣。
Well, because we're not in the New Testament time, everything's about grace, so the standard can be lower, can be discounted.
但是我们就没有办法想象说，那这个新约怎么会超越旧约呢？
If that's the case, how can we say the new covenant surpasses the old covenant?
我们要认识什么是恩典。
So we need to understand what grace is truly about.
恩典不是在标准上打折扣。
Grace doesn't mean to discount the original standard of God.
恩典是今天我们做不到。
But because we cannot make it,
主耶稣来为我们做成了。
So the Lord has come to do it for us.
今天我们做不到。
Yes, we cannot do it on our own.
主住在我们的里面。
But the Lord who now abides in us.
那这里面生命圣灵能够释放我们。
And His Spirit, His life.Can set us free.
我们有一个里面的生命，有一个宝贝。
Now we have this precious life.
这个叫我们能够做到。
That can achieve God's standards.
弟兄姐妹，这是恩典。
That is what's called the grace.
所以这一个叫我们知道说，新约在我们的身上要怎么成就。
So that teaches us how to fulfill the requirements of the new covenant.
我们知道新约的子民是要超越旧约的。
People of the new covenant have to surpass those of the old covenant.
新约是更美之约。
Because the new covenant is the better covenant.
我们要向主俯伏敬拜。
So we submit ourselves to the Lord for that.
我们向他献上感谢。
And give him thanks.
我们再把希伯来书第八章第六节，我们最后一起来读一次。
At the end, we'd like to read together Hebrews chapter 8, verse 6.
如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的，正如他做更美之约的中保，这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
But now has he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant,Which was established upon better promises.
主耶稣得的职任是更美的。
The ministry Jesus received is a more excellent one.
他是更美之约的中保。
And he is the mediator of a better covenant.
是照着更美之应许立的。
Which was established upon better promises.
哦，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord for that.
我们是新约的子民。
For we are the people of the new covenant.
我们都在这个一命的里面。
We are all in this will together.
神的旨意是必定要完成的。
And God's purpose will be actualized.
我们一起在主面前祷告。
Let us pray together.
主，我们的心满了感谢和赞美。
Oh Lord, our hearts are full of thankfulness.
你的血为我们立了新约。
Because with your own blood, you made a new covenant.
你为我们付了最重的代价。
You paid the greatest price for us.
你买我们回来归给你的自己。
You have redeemed us back to yourself.
哦，我们的主，你将你的生命赐给我们。
Oh Lord, you have given to us your life.
那永远的生命。
That eternal life
今天在我们的里面
that is in us now
你与我们立的新的约
you have made a new covenant with us
今天我们说主啊我们愿意放下我们的自己
therefore we say Lord we are willing to let go of ourselves
今天活不再是我们自己活
it is no longer we who live
是基督在我们里面活
but Christ that lives in us
我们说主愿你得着我们
So we say Lord obtain us
你在约中你的旨意今天能够成就
And may your will be done in the new covenant
只要你的荣耀能够得着称赞
So your glory can be praised
愿你的名被高举
May your name be honored
我们心爱你
Oh we love you
我们单单的敬拜你
And we worship you alone
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.